You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, The Most Unusual Day in History. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Most calendars in the United States and Canada and in the Caribbean show that next week is Holy Week, and the Friday of next week is called Good Friday. Some churches, but not many, will have special Good Friday celebrations, which are so very important for Christians. For the most part, however, probably well over 90% of our population will get up next Good Friday morning and treat this special day as no different than any other. For the first followers of Jesus, however, this was a day they could not forget. This was the infamous day when their master was maliciously maligned, terribly tortured, and brutally murdered. For the first Christians, these barbaric events were so vivid and so horrifying that it was impossible to forget how Jesus was forced to carry his own cross toward his own bloody crucifixion. One of Christ's closest followers, St. Matthew, recorded these major events of the crucifixion. But St. Matthew also recorded what some people might consider as lesser events or even minor events. But let's take very careful notice. These often overlooked secondary events greatly affected not only the people of that day, but these unique and most unusual happenings continue to impact all of us in 1998. You see, when Jesus died, what is often forgotten is that a very large curtain hanging in the temple in Jerusalem ripped in two from top to bottom. The ground shook, the Bible explains, rocks split, and graves of the dead were opened. A number of people who were asleep in death arose. They left their graves, the Bible explains, and after Jesus' resurrection, they entered the holy city of Jerusalem, and then they appeared to many people. Now, I don't know how these secondary and often overlooked historic events recorded in the Bible strike you. Maybe you have never really thought about this. But just imagine that in the community where you now live, that in a few weeks, a public execution would take place. Then, shortly thereafter, local people, perhaps even some of your own relatives, maybe your deceased mother or father, would get up out of their grave and walk around in your town. Now, honestly, how would you react? Let me be the very first to unashamedly confess that if this bizarre experience happened to me, I would probably be beside myself. I would not sleep for many, many nights. It is simply not normal to see those who have been dead for days, weeks, or even years to get up out of their graves and walk around among the living. This is, however, exactly what the Bible says happened on that first Good Friday, that day when Jesus died. Of course, these bizarre types of events are certainly very, very interesting to discuss, but the real question is this. How does God want you and me to respond to this startling scriptural information? The answer is simple. God has explained these events in His Word, and He lovingly desires that we both understand them and greatly rejoice in this good news. Remember what we read just a few moments ago, that immediately after Jesus died on the cross, a very large curtain in the temple in Jerusalem was ripped in two from top to bottom? Well, to begin, I think we need to point out that this was no ordinary curtain. One respected Jewish scholar, Alfred Adersheim, explains that according to one account, dating from the temple times, this veil, which hung between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, was 60 feet long and 30 feet wide. This is a very, very large curtain by any standards, and this curtain was also as thick as the palm of a man's hand. In fact, this curtain was so heavy that in the exaggerated language of that time, it was said that it took 300 priests to manipulate this huge veil. Therefore, Edersheim concludes that if the temple was at all as these early reports describe, then this curtain could not have been torn by an earthquake. This Bible scholar is absolutely correct. When Jesus died on the cross, the temple curtain did indeed tear from top to bottom. But this tearing took place not as a result of an earthquake, but by the very hand of God. Now that we know that this huge 30 by 60 foot curtain was torn from top to bottom, let's listen to the Word of God and see what this means to all of us in 1998. To understand this, we need to observe that quite often in life, you and I hear or see events that are quite unusual, maybe even a bit bizarre. But after a short time, the situation quickly passes, and it's only later that the light goes on in our minds, as we say, and we suddenly realize how important that previous event really was. For example, we may be driving in an automobile, and suddenly we hear an unusual sound, sort of a thump or something else, but this quickly passes. Weeks later, when the car breaks down, then the light goes on in our minds, and we realize that the abnormal sound that we heard was a signal of things to come, a signal that the car needed repair. Or we may have an unusual health experience. For a few seconds, we might experience shortness of breath, but this too soon passes. And again, it is not until later in the hospital that the light goes on in our brain and we realize that the lack of breath was a signal of things to come. In many ways, the tearing of the temple curtain was very, very similar. It was a symbol for everyone to sit up and to take notice. But the good news is this, my friend, the miraculous tearing of the temple curtain was not a negative, but a positive signal. So then let me explain why the tearing of this huge and heavy 30 by 60 foot curtain in the temple is such very, very good news for you in 1998. You see, in the days of the Old Testament, the people of God worshipped in the tabernacle and later in the temple, and this went on for centuries. And in this temple, there were two key areas. One was the holy place, and the second area was called the Holy of Holies. These two areas were separated by the large 30 by 60 foot curtain, the curtain we have been talking about. And every day, ordinary priests went into the first area called the holy place. Their duty was to make sure that the lampstands were lit and that incense was burnt on the altar. But then, one day each year, the high priest passed the huge curtain and entered the Holy of Holies. This was on the Day of Atonement. Scholars observe that when the high priest passed this huge 30 by 60 foot curtain and entered into the Holy of Holies, he must have been very, very nervous. Because you see, when the priest entered the Holy of Holies, he was entering into the very presence of God. And here passed the curtain, and in the Holy of Holies, the priest would sprinkle the blood of a bullock sacrificed for himself and for his household. Then he entered a second time on that same day into the Holy of Holies, and he sprinkled onto the mercy seat the blood of a goat as a sacrifice for the sins of the people. These rituals and sprinkling of the blood did not actually atone for or remove sin, but instead these sacrifices were a constant reminder to the priests and to the people of how God would send his own Son, Jesus the Messiah. This Jesus would voluntarily sacrifice himself on the altar of the cross of Calvary. This blood of Jesus would be accepted by God the Father as a full payment for the sins of the whole world. That's what the sacrifices of the high priest all looked forward to. And so then the good news for today for you is this. Through his own sin-cleansing blood shed on the cross of Calvary, Jesus offered up unto the Heavenly Father a perfect sacrifice to pay for all of your sins, all of them. The prophet Isaiah says that God the Father saw the suffering of his Son, and then God's anger for your sins was satisfied. If you today are a parent, then you understand how angry you can sometimes become when one of your children does something wrong. You know that there is tension and sometimes even anger in your heart until the problem is resolved. It is the same way with our blessed Lord. Our sins and mistakes make God very, very angry. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can satisfy or appease or take away God's wrath and anger against our sin, except that we be punished. But the good news, my friend, is this: Jesus Christ voluntarily, yes, He voluntarily went to the cross to take the punishment that you and I deserve for our sins. Jesus died the death that you and I should have died. The Son of Man, the Bible says, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Now, my friend, let me tell you even more about this good news, especially as it relates to the day that Jesus died and the miraculous tearing open of the temple curtain. You see, the fact that the death of Jesus tore open the curtain in the temple, this means that now you, with all of your worries and hurts and concerns, you can go directly to God. There is now no more barrier between you and the Lord. The Bible explains that when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, He entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this creation. Therefore, the Bible explains, we now have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He, Jesus Christ, inaugurated for us through the veil. Finally, the Bible concludes, since we have such a great high priest as Jesus over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And so today, I hope and pray that on this coming Good Friday, you will recall that great miracle of God that occurred the moment that Jesus died. When Jesus gave up the Spirit, that huge 30 by 60 foot curtain in the temple ripped apart from top to bottom. This means that thanks to Jesus, you and I now have complete access to God. We do not need to go through priests or saints or any other intermediary. This good news, my friend, is more than simply religious information. This good news means that you can now go directly to your best friend, Jesus the Christ. Jesus will help you with every worry that now concerns you and every problem that now entangles you. Now also listen to this. In His holy word, God assures us, you and me, that we now have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can sympathize with our weaknesses. He has been tempted, the Bible says, in all things as we are, yet He never sinned. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of God's grace, that you and I may receive God's mercy and find grace for help in the time of our need. O Lord, we pray, thank you for telling us in your holy word that when Jesus died, the barrier between you and us was opened up. O Lord, now draw unto yourself all who are listening to your holy word today. Assure them of all your love, bless them with your forgiveness, and give them a hope that is eternal. In Jesus' intercessory name, we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.